good towels. Perfectly good towels.
Kahlua, but why?
I don't know. She didn't see me. And then she ran off.
What did you do?
I dug them back up. But she'll be washing them. She must have taken the others as well. Who knows where she buried them?
Remember what Kahlua has been through. And how difficult it can be for girls who've been abused like she's been to reason.
But burying towels, Maria.
You know this. There's always a reason behind the behaviour.
That is often more about their story before they came.
Yes. I need to get to a meeting. Just be patient and gentle with Kahlua.
Of course.
Yes?
Kahlua, I think we need to talk. Have you been taking towels from the kitchen?
No, none.
You see, I'm missing some.
I didn't take them.
And I saw you burying towels in the back today.
No, that wasn't me.
I saw you.
It must have been someone else. I saw Esther taking a whole pile of towels yesterday. It was probably her. And there was a wild dog running through here the other day.
Through the house?
And it had a sheet in its mouth.
Oh, Kahlua. I know you're lying to me. Why? Why are you lying to me?
I'm not.
Oh, Kahlua.
Are the girls working on their schoolwork?
Yes, I'll check in with them in a few minutes.
How did things go with Kahlua today?
I'm just not very good at this, Maria.
Of course you are. You're wonderful with the girls.
You say that all the time. But I've been here for nearly 3 years now, and I'm still losing my temper with them.
It can be hard not to. Their behaviours are frustrating.
I just hate being lied to. And that's all Kahlua seems capable of doing. She's lying about everything.
You're often very patient.
Not this time. And I know that kids with this history of abuse may not understand the difference between right and wrong. And it makes sense. When somebody's doing something terrible to you at a very young age, it feels wrong, but you're the child. You don't know. And you get in trouble for not obeying. So is it your fault? Are you the bad one?
It has to be pretty confusing for them.
And I know that. I've seen it. I've even spoken to other caretakers about the very thing.
But today you forgot.
Yes. I've been working with these girls long enough to know that losing patience doesn't solve problems.
We're learning and growing too, Naomi, just like the children. Forgive yourself. If God has so much grace for you, surely we can give ourselves a little grace too.
I'll need a lot. I just don't know if I can do this job sometimes.
When we have a calling on our life to care for his children, we become his hands of compassion. He uses us in bigger ways than we can see. And that's more important than the money.
That's good. Because the paycheck isn't much.
You'll receive an abundant treasure in heaven, Naomi. Each of these girls is a precious gem of God's. He sees them as priceless, of immeasurable value.
I agree. And each of them is covered with mud. Every time a man has forced himself on them, every abuse, every slap, every cruel word spit in their face, every lie told to them that they're worthless. They each add a layer of mud, so you can't see the jewel underneath it all.
Yes, and if we can chip away one layer at a time with truth and love and hope and goodness, eventually, we can uncover that precious stone for the rest of the world to see, and most importantly, for that girl herself to see.
That does make me realize the importance of this job. I need to remind myself of that every day.
We need to remind each other. We've been entrusted by God to care for his treasure, his precious girls.
Yes, including Kahlua.
I've made many mistakes in this work, Naomi. I still do. And when we make a mistake, the only thing we can do is forgive ourselves and try again.
Kalua, we need to talk.
What about?
It's wrong for you to take things that belong to others. Like the towels. And it's wrong to say you didn't when you did.
Why?
Well, we respect each other's things. That shows that we care about others. You do know that I care about you, right?
I guess.
And I wouldn't take things that belong to you without asking. We don't take things that aren't ours.
Okay.
And it's important to tell each other the truth. What really happens, not make something up. You do understand?
I think so.
You're usually a kind and thoughtful person, Kalua. And I was thinking, perhaps you were trying to hide the towels and sheets from me because you were using them to clean up after wetting your bed?
No! No, I would never do that!
Oh, I know this can be embarrassing, but you need to know that a lot of girls that have had similar things happen to them struggle with that. And it's okay. In fact, it's pretty common.
It is?
Yes. And you don't have to hide it. We can clean it together. It's nothing to be ashamed of. Nothing.
Oh.
How about we go dig up some towels and do some wash together tomorrow?
But I... Okay, Auntie Naomi.
Are you girls ready for bed?
Yes, Auntie Maria.
Almost, madame.
And did you finish your homework?
Yes.
Almost. I didn't understand some of it.
Why don't you go and ask Auntie Naomi to help you with it?
Okay.
But hurry, it's bedtime. Esther, have you been working on your lament?
Yes. I finished it.
Very good.
I think I'd like to share it with you, if you want to hear it.
I'd like that very much.
Are you ready?
Yes.
I am alone. I am air. Not seen, not heard. Living in a dark hole. All the people that made me real are gone. Like a wispy cloud, I move through life. Not feeling, not living. Numb. You've failed me, God. You've forgotten me like a limb fallen from a tree. You don't care about me. But then sometimes I see you. In the memory of things my mother said, in the flutter of feathers from a bird taking flight, in the kindness of someone I know. And I wonder, for an instant, maybe you do care. Maybe. So I look towards you, sun on my face, and I ask you to show me a little bit of hope. Let me see that you see me. It's not that good.
It's a great piece of writing, Esther. It really shows your thoughts and feelings.
I liked doing it.
The Bible tells us we are God's workmanship. The word for workmanship is actually poem.
So it's saying we're God's poem?
Yes. Think about how you thought through the words in your lament. How you used it to show your heart and emotion. The same is true of God. He so carefully designed you. You're a reflection of his heart.
I've never thought of myself as God's poem.
But you are. And this poem he's written, you, was created for a purpose. He has a plan for you. He is going to use your pain and your gifts and your desires to do something wonderful in the world.
Me? I have a purpose.
Absolutely. Your life matters so much, Esther.
You should be the king, Elena.
I was the king last time. I want to be Queen Esther.
But Esther's name is Esther.
Well, then let's change it to Queen Elena.
You always like giving orders to the peasants anyway.
Fetch me my water, servant. Okay, I'll be king.
Where is king?
I think a big crown.
Dr. Gabiri, what a pleasant surprise. I was king last
time. Thank you.
It's kind of you to visit. Did Maria set an appointment up for today? She didn't tell me, and it's her day off.
No appointments. But I needed to speak with Esther.
Oh, Esther? Oh. Esther!
Mm-hmm. What did you need to see me for?
Let's go out on the front porch. Naomi, you should come too.
Oh, of course.
Yes, Dr. Gabiri.
Esther, does this look familiar?
The butterfly necklace! It's my mother's! Sarah was wearing it. Did you find her?
Esther.
Even if you didn't, it would still give us a clue as to where she might be. Where did you find it?
Esther, this was found on a girl who'd been killed.
What?
It was found on her body.
Sarah's? No. No, I want to see her.
The body had already been, well, eaten by wild animals. We don't know that it was Sarah.
But who else could it be? She's...
We don't know.
It may only be a locket that looks like your mother's.
Yes.
No. It's hers. I can tell. And she's dead. Sarah is dead. Oh.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, Esther. No. No.
It's lovely, Esther.
Oh. Hello, Auntie Maria. It's not a proper burial site.
The flowers are beautiful, though, and arranged with the pretty stones as you have it. Sarah would have liked it, I think.
It'll give me a place to remember her, at least. I buried a box with the necklace inside. It was all I had of her.
You have her memories. Hang on to those.
I'm the only one left of our family. It should be Sarah who's left. She was the youngest, the most alive.
That's not for you to decide.
No, Nothing is for me to decide.
I know it must feel that way.
Because that's the way it is. I didn't choose to watch my sister get abused.
You're right.
I didn't choose to touch my uncle like he made me. I hated that. I felt awful.
Oh, sweetheart.
He'd tell me what to do, and I had to do it. Oh, but it was worse for Sarah.
But that doesn't lessen how painful it was for you. Oh, thank you for telling me. I've hoped for 3 years that you'd open up to me.
Oh, why does it matter? It would be better to just forget it, to pretend it never happened.
But you'll never forget. Not really. That pain stays locked up inside you when you don't talk about it. And it has power over you when it remains a secret. But when we talk about wrongs done against us, they lose their power over us.
I can't talk about it anymore.
I understand. But I want you to know that what your uncle did to you, it doesn't make you who you are. God tells you who you are. And he says you are fearfully and wonderfully made.
Mama always told me that verse.
Your mama knew truth.
She thought our lives mattered to God. I don't believe that anymore.
You want to know how much you matter to God. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will exult over you with loud singing.
But if you knew, Auntie Maria, I'm so dirty.
God says, when I saw you, I spread my garment over you and covered your dirtiness. I made my vow to you and entered into a covenant with you, and you became mine.
I don't feel like I belong to him.
Long before the Creator laid down Earth's foundations, he had you in mind.
Then why did he leave me alone?
Do not be afraid or terrified, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. You're hearing the lies of the enemy, Esther. Just like your sister was trapped by your uncle's false words and couldn't get out of the truck, you're trapped too. You believe things about yourself and about God that aren't true.
But I hear the words all the time.
Then you fight them with truth. You say the verses that I just told you every day. You speak them out loud. You pull out the lies, just like we pull out weeds, by speaking truth again and again and again. And the more you know God's word, the more you seek him, the more you know what truth really is. And when you know the truth, you recognize the false words for what they are.
I don't know.
I know those verses are hard to believe because you've heard the opposite for so long. We are going to say these verses every day, Esther, because the truth needs to be louder than the lies.
Go ahead and set the table, Palia. George, time for dinner. And can you get Lydia up from her nap?
Already did. We've been playing in the girls' room.
You ready to eat, Lydia?
Lydia, eat.
Oh, smells delicious, Lorraine.
Thank you. Have a seat, Belia.
I'm not feeling hungry. If it's okay, I'll go to my room.
Oh, okay. I'll come check on you with... that's the second meal she skipped this week. I wish she'd talk with me.
We knew it would be a challenge. And there's been some really good days.
Yes. And some really hard days.
She's talking. She's asking for what she wants. She even lets me rock her sometimes. And I know that must be healing for her.
Oh, certainly. She was never cared for like that when she was a child. She needs it now.
She's come a long way. But there will always be ups and downs. We never know what memories or doubts or fears are making their way to the surface. We can only be consistent in our love for her.
Yes. I need to remember. And we're in this for the whole journey, even if it is a long one.
Hand me the green, Esther.
Here.
What do you think of this?
What is it, Elena?
A bicycle, of course. But maybe it looks more like a rabbit.
Ah, you have the art supplies out again.
Naomi said we could, if we only used one piece of paper.
That's fine. You finished your chores?
Yes, Auntie.
And your schoolwork?
Yes, Auntie.
Good.
I coloured the sunrise I saw this morning. See?
Very nice, Kahlua. What are you working on, Esther?
I don't know yet. Do you have any ideas?
Well, what about the story we talked about during our Bible time this morning?
Hagar, when she's out in the desert with her dying son.
I like that story. I like that God saw her and helped her, even when she didn't think anyone cared.
I want to believe God's like that. I hope he sees us.
But it had to be so painful to Hagar to be in that place.
But God never wastes pain. He can actually make something good and fruitful come out of it. He can use it to help others going through a similar pain.
It's really hard to believe sometimes.
It might seem impossible now, but I've seen it happen with girls who were terribly abused. Through God's grace, they're now aiding other girls who've been abused. God can create beauty from ashes in all of us.
Lorraine, I've been thinking.
About what?
Belia. Over the last few years, we've been able to see more of her personality.
Yes. She's come out of her shell quite a bit, even if she still hides at times.
She likes to be helpful. I wonder if perhaps she could be my assistant at the clinic.
She might enjoy that.
Yes.
Some light cleaning. Office work.
She could even assist me with patients.
I think she's still awake. You should ask her.
Are these enough mangoes, Auntie Naomi?
I suppose so, for now. Thank you, Esther. Oh, look at that.
What is it?
That branch. Do you see it?
What?
Look underneath.
Oh, some strange growth. Is this tree diseased?
No, look closer. It's a cocoon.
A cocoon? So there's a caterpillar inside.
Right. Be careful not to knock against it. We wouldn't want it to fall.
You want to save an ugly worm?
A caterpillar, not an ugly worm. It has beauty, just like all of us have beauty. And I want to see if it becomes a butterfly. Think what you want, but leave it alone. Let's finish up here. Can you stop? What, Esther? What's wrong? Stop! 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 Stop!
I need you to be.
be strong.
I can't be.
Are you okay, Esther?
You and your sister will have each other. Promise you'll watch over her. Protect her.
Zara, come with me.
No.
Someone who wants to meet you.
No. Not that.
No. Stop. I'll do it. I'll do whatever you want.
What I tell you to do, this is all you're good for.
No.